Blog Talk Radio.
Continue the madness that is Wrestle Radio. I can guarantee you that what I was continue to say before I got, you know, cut off short. So if you like to call in, you're more than welcome to, bro. Here's the to continue on what I was saying before I got cut off and started panicking. If I had to be the booker for WrestleMania, if I have guys like Shinsuke Nakamura, if I have guys like Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, so on and so forth, I'm going to tell you, this is the first time I've ever done a two-parter episode, and till, like I said, if you like to call back, sir, the show, the line is open, so you're more than welcome. But if not, it's cool. So I'm going to just do this episode for the next half hour before I go out and enjoy the city, because it's kind of nice and peaceful September day right here in Brooklyn, New York, while the phone rings in my freaking house. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If I was to book things for WrestleMania, make sure to keep the guys healthy and also make sure to keep the storylines fresh. How do you do that as a part of creative? If I were to immerse myself, make sure I ask the wrestler or wrestlers, the workers, hey, what do you think of this idea? What do you think is a successful way to emulate, or not emulate, but successful way to be involved? If you'd like to call in, the number is 213-943-3422. Again, the number to call in is 213-943-3422. If I was to book WrestleMania, this is how I would do it. If I were given the opportunity, if I had a degree in writing, thing is, look at what's on the board. Look at what you have. Use people to your advantage. Use the talent to your advantage. It's like playing chess. You put your strongest, you put your pawns out, which would be mid card. Do you ever use the queen or the kings first? No. Rook, knight. You use the pieces. Move them forward as best you can. How do you use somebody that is like the caliber of Dolph Ziggler? And the reason why I mentioned the things that I mentioned the previous time is because if you're working for a company in which you know is going to use and utilize their pieces, the fans want this, the fans want that, you got to do what's asked of you via Vince McMahon, via Triple H, Stephanie. You have to use your brains. You can't just go willy-nilly on booking. As much as I would love to say, hey, what do you think if we book this way? They'll say, no, I don't think so. We're going this direction. We'll look at the merchandise sales. We'll look at your daily logs. Look at as much things as possible to make sense in the wrestling world. To fans, they want things done a certain way. But then again, you gotta put in this is what the boss wants. Am I being hypocritical? Am I retracting my statements? No. I'm not retracting my statements at all, ladies and gentlemen. I am basically making a part two because I'm continuing. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Phil. I really wish that I could get back hold of you. If you want to call in to the next episode, you're more than welcome. But this is a continuation based off what I can say, and that is WWE there's a lot of people that lash out and they won't get jobs because they listen to what you say on a podcast. They listen to what you say on social media. Well, I'm not sorry for what I say. And here's the reason. Because as much as I would love to listen to people in a boardroom meeting about, okay, well, we're going this direction for Monday Night Raw. These are the people we want going over. Again, I've seen some of how this works. How are my facial expressions? How was this? Did this look good? Did that look good? They ask Insight, the people who are doing talent relations and talent developmental stuff. But in a sense, since I'm doing part two, I decided why not, you know, just build upon what was asked. So I'm going to fix this title. And give me 1 second, folks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting. As I was saying, before I was toying around on the, the technical side of things, things out of my tech, had to leave. Here's the thing, folks. If you like to call in and voice your opinion like Phil did or ask me questions, you're more than welcome. So, here's the deal. Jeez. You're more than welcome to call in. It's 213-943-3422. That's 213-943-3422. If I was given the opportunity to book for WrestleMania, here's how I would make sure. I would make sure that the builds stayed the same, and if they change, let's say Brock Lesnar gets hurt. Well, I guess that throws a wrench into everything. So I will have a match on Monday Night Raw for the WWE Universal Championship. Or if it's WrestleMania, I'm going to have me a good old-fashioned tables, ladders, and chairs match. And I will feature 8 individuals who I believe are the top tiers of WWE. I would put The Miz. I would put Dolph Ziggler in that realm. I would put Chris Jericho, anybody. If Kevin Owens was a part of this, I'd put Kevin Owens. And granted, I know you already heard the battle cry for CM Punk's theme, but, you know, based on what I've heard from Phil, it's like, you absolutely are right. You know, the WWE has a lot of things they got to think of. They got to make sure their top players are there. Again, this is what I know, this is what I believe. If I were to book for WrestleMania on one side of things, you got to keep track of what your bosses are telling you and also what the fans are wanting. So it's kind of a 50-50 way of booking things. You got to make sure that there's approval on both ends, the fans and your bosses. So how would I structure a match? How would I structure a promo? How would I go about doing things the WWE way? Well, I guarantee you I wouldn't be so thrilled about, you know, booking things the WWE way because I don't even know how that begins. That's why I said I'm not thrilled. I'm not familiar with their way of booking things. You have to act as if you don't know anything rather than go in there thinking, okay, I'm going to be guns a-blazing. I lashed out. You're correct. I lashed out at WWE because I didn't necessarily lash out. I just didn't agree. That's a better way of wording it. Sometimes just get angry with the way that things are booked. So how would I go about booking WrestleMania? Let's say I have Shinsuke Nakamura. Everyone wants to see Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Why not sweeten the pot? Why not have an open invitation at WrestleMania with two superstars already featured in the match and have a gauntlet match of sorts, an elimination match of sorts? And the people that I would include in this surprise, I wouldn't tell you who is going to be facing whom, because the idea of a surprise match in WWE, it could be ranged from anybody. It could be the Young Bucks. It could be Kenny Omega. It could be Darby Allin. Guys that you wouldn't suspect to be booked at WrestleMania. That's what WrestleMania used to be known for, is expect the unexpected. You never know who's going to show up. So, again, the way I book things, if I'm the booker, I make sure that the fans are taken care of at least 75% of the time. The other 25%, make sure that I'm ebbing and flowing with what the company wants. Does that method work in real life? Hell no, it doesn't. But it's kind of funny. If you listen to Jim Cornette's podcast, he had Lance Storm as a guest. And at one point, Lance Storm said, the WWE tends to do the opposite of what the fans booking-wise. Sadly, that is true. So what is it? Why am I doing part two, and why did I title it Part 2, Dolph Ziggler comparison to CM Punk? Well, guys, to be honest with you, CM Punk, Dolph Ziggler, these individuals have lashed out at WWE for a reason. And that reason is he feels that he's not being used to his ability. Same with CM Punk. No. CM Punk had internal issues with the company. They promised him a large paycheck at WrestleMania, and they gave him three times less than that. And it was the match of the night, so they say. So what took precedent over their match? Are you kidding me? Rock and Cena too? And this was, again, 4 years ago. I was there at WrestleMania 29. I saw The Undertaker versus CM Punk. Well, obviously, I didn't get it through to my caller, so what was the point of making this episode? It was to continue the thoughts that I should have made a longer episode with. But at what point, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to figure out that this is just their way of saying, we did this once, we can do it again? By we, I'm talking about the powers that be that hold everybody's career in their hands, and they can crush it. Not Rusev crush it, but they can crush it. So what's the key to a successful career in WWE? Is it making a lot of money? Is it selling a lot of t-shirts, appearing as most of the times you can, working hard, just buckling down and doing the best things that you can do to be in WWE, involved in WWE? I guarantee to you the best things that I can suggest to you right now, you want my humble opinion on things, here's how you book if you're a creative in WWE. You listen, you do your best, you don't say a word, But make sure that you say, hey, I have an idea. And the best thing to present is your presentation, right? So how do you present things to a bigwig? Or how do you present things to the writer, the head writer? Oh, man. Okay, if we're in WWE, just, like I said, keep mouth shut. And then when you're in a position where you can present ideas, you present them. Because otherwise you're going to be sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, here's my idea, and it's shit. Perception is 9/10 of the law, correct? So when you present your booking ideas for 6 months up to WrestleMania, that's kind of an odd question for a caller to be asking. But I do, you know, I do enjoy being questioned like that, because if I was in that position, here's what I would say to you. My initial thought, actually my numero uno thought, is are my guys healthy? You got to keep track on if a guy remains healthy or not, or gal. So how would I book things through the mid cards? How would I book things through a title match? Again, if I was in the position of a Michael Hayes, if I was in the position of a Vince McMahon or Triple H or Stephanie or Jimmy Jacobs or Brian Armstrong, how would I book it? Just think and observe their body language or body languages, you know, in the office, outside with certain guys, like, hey, I want this guy to do this. Could you make sure to write his promo? Start small and work your way up. So if I have guys on the rosters, I'd start with the cruiserweights first, assess the situation between Neville and Enzo. That might change because you've got TJP, you've got Brian Kendrick, Cedric Alexander, Grand Metalik. So you were asking me earlier, Phil, how would I book things? I start small guys first, mid-card guys second, and then my heavyweights, my big guns, third. I'd have an aha moment before WrestleMania. I'd make sure that my guys were well taken care of. I'd make sure that the injuries were lessened, and I'd make sure that the title matches meant something. That's why I said, if I were WWE, I'd put a ladder match. Or, you know, combine all three elements, make sure that it's safe. And sure, you're bound to get bumps and bruises in a TLC match, but remember, Sami Zayn, who was heavily favored to win the ladder match at WrestleMania 32, ended up not winning. Unfortunately, you know, whenever you book something on paper, somebody might say, well, I want him going over for the shock value factor. So Zack Ryder. If I was to place a mock WrestleMania card, here's what I would do. Once Joe gets healthy again, I'd have him face Cena or Reigns in the number one contendership match versus Braun Strowman or Brock Lesnar, whoever comes out on top from No Mercy. Also, if we're going to the women's side of things, when Asuka gets healthy again, have her face Nia Jax, because that's more believable than Alexa Bliss. So that's the Raw side of things. And as far as the Intercontinental title match goes, I would have The Miz facing not only Jason Jordan, but just for shits and giggles, his own Miztourage partners. I would have Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Jason Jordan, the Hardy Boys. I would have them all face each other. That six-pack challenge might as well become a match at WrestleMania. This time, we're going to have a ladder match. The first ever ladder cage match, where the only way to win the match, you can either... Actually, no, that defeats the purpose. 2 out of 3 falls match for the Intercontinental Championship to make it interesting. Again, health and injury free is kind of hard to come by when it comes to making matches. So I would have an Intercontinental Championship match involving a ladder or a cage for the Undisputed Universal Championship, or Universal, whatever they call it, the ugly red title. Let's just call it that. I would have, why not make a lumberjack match, and why don't involve some celebrities? Okay? So why not include that? And if anything, Phil, if you're listening, if they decide to have me book that, I would definitely book that for Monday Night Raw. For SmackDown Live, we're going to have not just a lazy way of booking. What we're going to do is we're going to have the first ever women's steel cage match at WrestleMania. We're going to involve a few of the people that were involved in the Mae Young Classic Tournament. As a surprise entrant, Serena Deeb. As a surprise entrant, maybe let's say, not Bianca Belair, because that was kind of, how about Mercedes Martinez? All right. Then we're going to have her, Mercedes Martinez, and also, if she was ready, by 6 months, I'd say Kairi Sane. But they're going to build her to be like another Asuka. Hopefully they don't drop the ball on that, because I really like Kairi Sane. Now you're looking at main events. You have a choice of Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Ty Dillinger, Baron Corbin, and Aiden English for the United States Championship. Why so many competitors? Why am I clumping together? Because it makes sense to keep the story build between these, or the builds between these gentlemen. If you go in another direction with Shinsuke versus AJ, that has happened once before, and let's just say Shinsuke Nakamura comes out on top. All right, so how and what would I put from the main event at WrestleMania? You see, will Raw main event, will SmackDown main event? That all depends on the 6 months that you have and what direction the company goes with. So that answers your question. This is the first time I've ever done a two-parter for Off the Rails Uncensored. But I guess, you know, things are the way they are. That's pretty cool. I wish I would have extended the time a little bit longer. But ladies and gents, I've decided, you know, if I get more time, I'll gladly answer your call, dude. It's 213-943-3422. Again, for those of you wanting to tune into Wrestle Radio, it's from Tuesday, 5 Eastern, 4 Central. Plan on having a guest that you're very familiar with, and I hope that he agrees to doing it. So this was fun. I mean, this is a very short episode, but for those of you who have never really aspired to be anything but a critic, and you just sit on a fucking comment section and you make dream matches, don't lose sight. Don't lose hope, because I don't know. That's a very interesting phone call I just got. Maybe just another fan. It sounded like he was in an office. So Lord only knows if I got the attention of an executive. Who knows? But let's just say this. WWE is headed in a positive direction, no matter how much I criticize it or any of us criticize it. They know what they're doing, somewhat. But I feel like in certain areas of the business, is it stirring the pot? Yes and no. Stirring the pot means getting your attention, making sure the company does adhere to one fan's word. They're not going to listen to me, guys. They hear shit ton of criticism every day. So it all depends on how you serve the company, how you end up serving the business. And if I were to book WrestleMania, that'd be a dream fucking come true. Tag teams. Oh, I forgot about tag teams. For the tag teams, it would be a tournament during WrestleMania. So it's a four-hour show. You need to fill it somehow. On the Raw side of things, not so much. On SmackDown, yes, because you never know who can emerge as SmackDown Live champions. Right now, it's the New Day. It might be the Usos in the following shows. So how do I go about booking that? Again, you create a King of the Ring type tournament. You put the tag team championships on the line at WrestleMania 34. It's Party City. It's New Orleans. Why not? Why not have some, you know, instead of a boring, mundane one-on-one, and then you go to a fatal five-way or fatal six-way. Oh, yes. And my thoughts about No Mercy. I know that most fans will not agree with this decision, but I believe John Cena may emerge victorious over Roman Reigns. And will he focus his attention on the championship, since God knows how long it's been since John Cena has had a championship shot? Okay. So I did the first ever half-hour segment. It's like I never shut up. But this time around, ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe that if at No Mercy you find out that John Cena is victorious over Roman Reigns, Finn Balor somehow beats Bray Wyatt, which he has, he's beat him at SummerSlam, doesn't mean that he's going to be victorious at No Mercy. This could be an odd card, be a very, very odd card. Anyways, so with a minute left, I thought, you know, just reflecting upon being on this show or being on Wrestle Radio's airwaves for a whole year now, spawning off a new show that's gotten some attention, obviously, to certain fans. What I can tell you is the experience of being even just a small taste of trying out, and even with a small taste of being behind the scenes, you still thirst for more WWE, or you want a taste of what it could be. So how do you get there? You go to a wrestling school, you go to seminars, you get yourself noticed. That way, guess what, folks? My mouth got me noticed. So that's why I ended up going to LA. Certain things, you do the drives. If you can't afford a flight and you know that it's not going to fit your budget, you drive your happy little ass all the way to fucking Houston or wherever it is you're headed. Again, I'm going to spend the last few minutes seconds. Fuck it. Dolph Ziggler, is he anything like CM Punk? I don't know. That's all up to you guys. It's all up to your discretion and what you think of the man. You know, it's pointless in what they're doing with him. In my humble opinion, it's up to them. It's their show. I'm not going to sit here and step on anybody's toes, but it just seems like you guys are slapping us in the face directly. Again, I lash out at WWE, but it's because I care. This is the one product that I like Ring of Honor. I like IWGP, but I also like watching the big leagues like WWE. And am I saying that the Evolve Wrestling is not the big leagues? No, because that gymnasium was completely full, or that armory. And how long has it been since I've been to PWG? So I would say it's been about 3-4 years since I've been to an actual PWG showing. And CZW, we're talking 6 years since I've been to a CZW show. I keep getting updates from my roommate watches it on Flow Slam on Roku. So, yes, I'm familiar with Joey Janela. Yes, I'm familiar with, JT Davidson. He was a guest on our show. If you want to catch that episode, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. All right, folks, that is all of part two from Off the Rails Uncensored. Have a nice weekend, bitches. I'll be at 3XW with the one, the only, Gannon. If you haven't already, let me rephrase it. If you haven't already, so you need to buy the Ignomatic Suplex Cyclone, the mayor of the City of Destruction, the true man behind suplexes. Now, catches merchandise on ProWrestlingTees.com and also Collar and Elbow. Make sure to catch his new hoodie. You can buy, purchase it, wear it, show it off, promote it, do whatever you have to do, but be sure you type in the promo codes if there's a promo available. That's ProWrestlingTees.com, Collar and Elbow, Al Snow's new wrestling merchandise line. Thank you all for your time. I had a great time. This is Wednesday. It's a weekday. Thanks for putting up with my incessant rambling and rants. I got to go enjoy New York, okay? Have a nice day, night, whatever. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy, I'm the cost of personality. The cost of personality, the cost of personality. Oh, and just so you know, Off the Rails Uncensored next week. Have fun. Enjoy. Listen. Repeat.